Vayter in Shas. We are in Chulin, Daf Ayin Aleph. Speaking of on, Ayin Mabez by the bottom of the page. Eight lines up from the bottom, the middle of the line, Tanya. Okay, Tanya, we're going to the Bais. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. That's not true. I'm Rabbi Yonasan. Namti lo le ben Azai. I spoke to Ben Azai. And Lamadnu, I said to him, Lamadnu Nivlas Behema Tahora Shemitama. We learned straight up in the Pasuk that the dead body of a kosher animal is going to be mitame as an avela. Vinuvas behema tamea shemitama, and also that of a non-kosher animal is going to be mitame as well. Nivlas chaya tamea shemitama, and also the nivlas of a chaya is going to be mitame also. Nivlas chaya tahora lo lamadu, but we didn't learn about the nevela of a chaya tahora, like a deer, something of that sort. Minayin, we don't know that that's going to be the case. Nam li, and he said to me, kol holich al kapov v'chol achaya haholecha. We learned it up from the pasuk that we have seen already, and that is that everyone that walks on its paws, among any chaya that walks on four hooves, are going to be unclean to you, and whoever touches that body is going to be tummy until the night time. Now, even though the beginning of the pasuk is talking about walking the non-kosher ones, but then it's in the fact that it says kol, that is that any chaya, is including even kosher ones, that's going to be Thomas the Vela. Nam Tilo, and I said to him, V'chi Nemar V'chol Chaya? What is V'chol and any? Does it say V'chol Chaya? And any chaya? Including it? V'lo lo Nemar Ela B'chol Chaya? Le Mehalche Ka'apayim B'chaya Hudasa. And it's coming to include the animals that walk on their paws and died within the rechem of the living animals that this is coming to include over here. Namli, and he said back to me, Umay Yishmael Omer B'dover Hazeh. What does Yishmael say about this? Otherwise known as Rabbi Yishmael, what does he say? Namtilon, I said to him, V'chi Yamus min a behema. Pasuk says, and if a behema shall die, Zo behema t'meh, Zo behema t'meh, Asher hi lechem la'achla, Zo behema t'orah. That's including Behema Torah. And Zophath, anyone who touches the bodies of these, the carcass is going to be tummy. Now, the Pasuk teaches this of a kosher behemoth and a non-kosher one, and we automatically know it applies also to a kosher and non-kosher chaya. Lamadu chaya bechlal behema, behema bechlal chaya. Chaya tahora bechlal behema tahora. So now we can say the following idea. That is that a chaya tahora is including category of behema Torah. Chaya tamea bechlal behema tamea. And the unclean one is an unclean one, and the non-kosher one is included in the statement of the unclean behemoth. Beep, turn the page. Ayin Aleph from Aleph. Behemoth tameh v'chlal chaya tameh, behemoth tahora v'chlal chaya tahora. U'baloshen hazeh amrli, and when he heard this, he says to me, Chaval al ben azay, shloshimish is Rabbi Yishmael. Woe is to me, Ben Azai, that I did not serve Rabbi Yishmael. Anyway, let's break down these statements now. The first one is Chaya B'chal Behema, and that is Chaya B'chal Behema Binom. How do we know that the idea of a Chaya, that's the undomesticated animals, like a deer as opposed to a cow, which is a Behema, how do we know that it's included in Behema? D'chsev Zos HaBehema Asher Tochelu Shor Sek Fasim V'gomer Ayelut Tzvivi Achmor. It shifts over. It starts to say the things which are wild animals, or Chayos. So why is it said there? Because they compared one to the next. Ha-ketzad, how do you explain this? So ha-ketzad, like we said, chaya b'chlal behema. Now how about behema b'chlal chaya minol? And how do we know that the behema is included in the idea of chaya? Yosef zos ha-chaya asher tochlo, we call a behema asher la'aretz, kol mefes es parsa. It starts by chaya, then goes on to call behema. Ha-ketzad, behema b'chlal chaya. Now, what's the relevance of them being connected one to the next? Chaya tahor b'chal behema tahor l'simanim, in reference to the idea of simanim. That is, the split hooves, chooses cud, right? But it doesn't say that explicitly by the chaya, so we know that this is included by the behema, so therefore that has to be the same simanim as well to be eaten. Chaya tahor b'chal behema tahor tahtameah leharba, in reference to crossbreeding. The Torah is asers, one species of behemoth with another one, but doesn't say it straight up by chaya. And since we know that the chayas are included in behemoth, we learn it's also to crossbreed one chaya with another type of species. Behemoth tamea v'chlal chaya tamea, the fact that we said that in a behemoth tamea, non kosher behemoth, is included in a chaya tamea, look at the Rebbe, the Tanya, Rebbe Omer. Rebbe says, the Pasuk says that a person has to bring a chatas if he touches the body of a, you know, the carcass, dead body of a non-kosher chaya, or that of a non-kosher behema. Ekra ani chaya, I would read a chaya, because that would automatically be included in the unclean behema. Behema lama nemra, why is it say the word behema straight up as well? And the answer is gzer shava. Nemra kan behema tameh, and nemra lahalon behema tameh. It says over here by these chatas of touching it. It also says later on, but eating the meat of kachim, and we have gzer shava, mala shava, malahalon tumas kodesh, just like over there. By the karbanos, the tuma iser of eating kachim with what somebody's tame is the iser. I've kan tumas kodesh also here as well, and that is by the this chatas. So we learn someone's going to be chai for bringing this chatas if he became tame, and then he not knowingly went ahead and he ate kachim. And Rebbe's din is based off the fact that it says behemoth tameya is included in chaya tameya, because otherwise he wasn't able to consider this pasuk's reference to behema to be extra. Okay, and what about the last one? Behemoth tahor bechlal chaya tahor. This kosher animal, behemoth tahor bechlal chaya tahor, li yitzira. That's in reference to Yetzira, a.k.a. forming. When Hashem was creating the world and he created all the different animals, one of the things it says is Lashon of Yetzira b'chayas, but not by behemos. And since chaya includes behemos, so we learn out that even behemos had Yetzira, and the nafkamina comes out to the din of a woman who has a miscarriage. So tonight, we're listening to Mishnah. Hamapelas min behema chaya v'of. A woman who has a miscarriage and something comes out that looks like either a behema chaya or an oaf, bein tamei and bein tahorin, im zachar teishev lezachar, im the keva teishev lekeva. If it's a male, then she has to do the tuma of that of a, the tuma tahor periods for a male, and the keva, then teishev lenekeva. Any adua teishev lezachar lekeva. If it's not known what it is, then you have to, apply the chumras of both, male and female. That's 14 days that maybe it was a female, and 40 days if it was a male. Tivrei Meir is exegor Meir. Chal morim kol she'ein mitzuras adam ein a vlad. Now anything that's not the tzura of a person is not considered a vlad. He says that since the pasuk uses the word yitzira when it's describing the creation of the animals and the birds, that a fetus with any of their forms is considered like a regular fetus in reference to childbirth tumah. Although a message is here only mechayas refers to behemoths, also based on the idea that behemoths are included in the din of chayas. Now we do an abrupt turnaround, going back to something we were discussing on Ayin Amud Beis, and we're going back to whether you have this dead fetus in the womb of a non-kosher animal, whether it's tumas nevela or not. And we said on Ayin Amud Beis at the Tana Kama learned that a pasuk comparing a behemoth tamea to a behemoth tahora in reference to this, and therefore excluding it from the din of tuma. You say clearly he dash in the pasuk when it says whether the body, the carcass of an unclean chaya, the carcass of an unclean behema, that it's coming to speak about the behema tamea have an aspect of tumah beyond that of a behema tahora, namely that even their dead fetuses are tame as nevelin. The Gemara says, "Lurabanan haikral amali." According to the Rabbanan, aka the Tanakama, why do we need the pasuk of whether this carcass of a behema of a chaya tamea or that of a behema tamea? Why do you need it? Kule lichid Rebbe Yehuda Asa. That entire pasuk comes for the drasha of Rebbe in the previous brisa. Says Rashi, lichid Rebbe Yehuda Asa. Chaya tamea legufei ubehema tamea legzir shava. Find the cause of tamea behema mishum gzir shava. Cause of nami bechaya the whole parasha shenemro vishnishneis lo nishisel bishvil davar sheneschadishma. Okay, my friends, here we go. Next, Heliga Mishnah. Okay, now we get into Rachmana Litzlan, not an animal, but now actually a person. Aisha Shemes of Lada Bezachmea. Let's say I have a woman who is pregnant, but unfortunately she miscarries. Pashta Chayes Yada Venagabo, and the midwife sticks her hands into the womb and touches it. Achaya Tamea Tumas Shiva. The midwife now became Tame 7 day Tuma. Somebody touched her body. Aisha Torah, she said, but the woman herself is come Tahor until the baby actually comes out of the womb. Says the Gemara. Amaraba, Kishem Shetuma Balua Eina Mitama. Just like Tuma that's swallowed up doesn't Mitame other things. Kach tahara belua ena mitama. So to a tahara object that's swallowed up, doesn't mekabel tum, that can become tummy from something else. So that's it says Rashi, kigon bala tabas tahara v'nichnas laohel hameis ena mitama k'diyolif b'kal v'chomer. Like we're going to see in the kal v'chomer. If someone were to try to be pulling a little magic trick, so they swallow a ring, and then they go into a house that there's a dead body in it, Tomasol, he becomes Tame, but the ring is still Tahor. The person goes out, and then he spits out this ring, it wouldn't be impacted by having been in the house with a dead body. Tuma Balua minolan. How do we know that Tuma Balua doesn't mitame? The Siva Ocha min Nivlasa Yechabes Begadav. It says by a nevela, and one who eats from its body will immerse himself and his clothing, and he will remain tummy until the evening. Milo skin and dachal samach l'shkisachamer. We're not talking about the fact that he ate just be this nevela, just before sunset, and then he went to the mikveh right away. V'kamer achmana tar, and then the Torah tells us he's tar by sunset, even though the nevela wasn't yet digested, but still in the stomach. Why does it continue to mitame him? Must be because it's not mitame when it's inside. Says Gemara, in fact, the Gemara v'dilma shiny hasam de lo chazil ager. Maybe that case is different. There's a different reason why it's not mitame, because it's unfit to be eaten by a ger and an avela, and something that is unfit that for humans is no longer going to be mitama. Says Rashi, the lo chazi lager uksiv. The pasuk says lo sochul kol nevela lager asher b'shal recha. You give it to a ger. Haruuya lager kui nevela. So it's roi for them. It's called nevela. Shenu rui lager and a kui nevela is not nevela. And this is not roi for them because it's in someone's stomach. Says the Gemara, Hanichal Rabbi Yochanan diyamar achazuv achazu ad lekelev. Says Rashi, Hanichi the Matzis Lameilif Taimech Beachi. You learn a reasoning from here. Rabbi Yochanan the Amar, who says in Maseches Becharos, what does he say? He says both this one and that one, right? That is the capacity of nevela to be mitame people, as well as the capacity of mitame foods, is it continues to give tuma until it becomes unfit to be eaten by a kelev. Shapir, that everything is good and dandy. Everything sits nice and well. Because even though the nevela that was swallowed is no longer fit for human consumption, if it would be spit out, it would still be fit to eat by a dog. Therefore, the reason no longer is mitame, the eater, has to be because they swallowed up tuma. Cannot come to tuma. Elabar pada da amar tuma chamura leger v'tuma kala ad lekelev. But according to me, he says that in reference to tuma chamura, severe tuma, the mitame a person, the veil retains its capacity only as long as it's fit for human person, meaning a ger toshav. V'tuma kala ad lekelev, and only in reference in regarding to light tuma, being mitame food. Yo, then it holds on to the tuma until it's going to be not even ready for a dog. So your rai is not going to fit over here. The reason the person who swallowed the veil and then went into the mikwah is not contaminated after night. It's mishum delo chazil agerhu, because it's unfit to be eaten by a ger, and therefore no longer its capacity to mitame people. How can you assume that the reason is because the nevela is swallowed up? Comes the Gemara back on the offense here. What do you mean? He delo chazil b'fanav. Okay, it makes sense that the swallowed food is unfit to be eaten by someone who's swallowed and thrown up in front of him. But shelo b'fanav, mechsir chazilei, when it's swallowed and spit up, not in front of him. You know what? Sometimes actually you can eat it. The old which you don't know can't kill you move, right? You don't even know about it in the first place. So therefore, when the Torah says that even a person who has undigested the veil of the stomach becomes taller in the night, its reason must be that a swallowed up tumma does not give you tumma at all. Okay, frak the Gemara. Ashkan tumma balua. All right, so now we've addressed the discussion about tumah belua, swallowed up doesn't transmit tumah. What about tahara belua minon? How do we know that a swallowed up tahara object does not become tamei kavachomer? Umakli cheres amukaf tzamid psil. If you have an earthenware, a pottery vessel, the opening is closed all around with the cover that's on it, sheinu matzil a tumah shibesocho militamei, which does not spare a tummy object that is swallowed within its within it from transmitting tuma. Diamar mar tuma ritzutzak bokas v'olad l'rakia. We know that tuma that's in the ground, it breaks through the ground and goes up to shamayim, mm-hmm. Right? And the same applies to tuma that's in a kli. Matzil al tahara shabasocha milatame, but still nonetheless, it's going to be save the tahara things inside of it from becoming tame. Beep, turn the page. Ayin aleph on base. That Adam shamatzil al tuma shabasocha milatame, and Odin shamatzil al tahara shabasocha milatame. So a person who does spare a tummy object that's swallowed up within him from transmitting tuma, like we brought up earlier, then of course, in Uden, Kavachomer, that he's going to spare the Tahor object that swallowed up from becoming Tami in the first place. Says Gemara, B'malik Klicheres, how you can compare this? What are you talking about, the Klicheres? Shekain Ein Metame Migabo. It's Mekel, that it does not acquire Tuma from the outside. And therefore, of course, it makes sense that the Torah give the additional kula of sparing that which is sealed inside of it. You're going to say this to by a person who is more chamor. It does acquire tumah through the outside. Says Gemara, atu anan migabel karmina. Are we saying anything about deriving a din of a person's outside from a kli cheris's outside that you should introduce a question about something to do with the outside? Of course not. Mitoch karmina. We're talking about the inside. Adarabba, Klicher is Chamor, in that case, Klicher is more Chamor, Shekemi Tame Me'aviro, since it acquires Tumah by having a sheret suspended in its interior airspace, but a person does not acquire Tumah from a sheret unless it actually touches him, but if it's just suspended inside of him, like it opens his mouth and something like that, therefore the Kav Chamor works. If even the inside of a Klicher is, which does not spare a Tame object, that it engulfs from transmitted tumah, but it does spare a tahor object that it engulfs from acquiring tumah, then certainly a person who does spare a tummy object that he engulfs from transmitted tumah also spares a tahor object that he engulfs from becoming tummy. Says Gemara Ashkan Balua Mila Dilamala. So we found a source of the din that an object swallowed up by a person in the upper body, like in the mouth, something like that, is not going to transmit or acquire tumah. Balud delamata bin al. How do we know if it's a lower part of the body, in the bottom part of half of somebody, if it's inside of, let's say, a person's behind or something like that? Kavachomer. Umala malashen osa ikol. It doesn't digest. Matzil, it does help. Lamata osa ikol. That does digest over there. You know, densha matzil. Of course, it's going to be able to matzil as well. And now it's swallowed up from transmitting or acquiring any sort of tumah. Frak the Gemara, klum osa ikol lamata, ela ayidei maila. Does a lower part of the body ever digest anything except for when it's swallowed by the upper part? Since the intestines is digesting only that which enters by way of the mouth, the fact that they do digest should not be a factor in reference to being mavato, an object that enters them from below. Does Gemara, fil hachi ikol dilamata raf. Nonetheless, the digestion is affected by the lower part of the body is more substantial. Ashkan b'lua ba'adam. Okay, the adam. So we found something that's swallowed up by a person, not going to transmit or acquire tuma. But b'lua de behema minal, and how do we know it's the same thing when it comes to a behema? Kavachomer. Ma adam shemitame mechayim. Person is able to mitame while alive. They can acquire tuma through different ways. Matzah b'blu, it saves on his blu. Behemah she'enim etamim b'chayim, the animal does not become tamim when it's alive. You know, didn't she touch the blu? Of course it's going to touch the blu. Says Gemara, you can't bring a raya for that. You can't connect those because ma'la adam she'kein sarach she'hiya b'bayis hamanuga. It's more makel that it needs to be hanging out in a tzaras house in order to make his clothing tame. Right? Since he is subject to this kula, so that it makes sense that the Torah gave him the additional kula of sparing that was just swallowed up inside of him from transmitting or acquiring tumah. Tumah behemah, it's said about behemah. She doesn't need that in order to contaminate the clothing that it's carrying. It becomes tummy right away. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Behemah, the ain't it shrikha shihia, bebe samanuga, lamai hilchasa. What halacha are you talking about? Says the Gemara, lekelim shalgab. Are you talking about it doesn't wear clothing, so it means the clothing is being carried on top of it? But adam nami lobai, that's the same thing with an adam. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, ha nichnas the base Hamenuga. If one enters a tzaras house, the kill of a ksif of a sandal of a tabos of yadov, it's on his shoulders, he's carrying stuff for hoof, hein, tmein, then what happens is him and them become tummy right away. Who loves kill, but if he's wearing it, the sandal of barag of a tabos of his bow, and his strings are on his fingers, who tummy out, he's tummy immediately, hein, tarm, achisha, the chilechis pass. They only become tummy when they stay there, the amount of time it takes to eat half a loaf. Pas chitam la pasar, and a bread of wheat and not a barley. Mesa v'ocha b'liftan, eating while he's reclining, eating the bread together with some sort of dip. So, therefore, a person is not less machmir, is not less chumer than an animal in reference to contaminating the clothing that he carries into a tzaras house. And kav chomer, we brought earlier, actually works. Amar Rava Tarvayu Taninhi. We already learned both of Rabba's statements in the Mishnah. Tuma Balua Tanina, the rule that swallowed up Tamei objects does not transmit Tuma, we learned in the Mishnah. Tahara Balua Tanina, we learned Tahara that the swallowed up Tar objects doesn't require Tuma. We learned in another Mishnah. Tuma Balua Tanan, we saw in the Mishnah Mikvos. Bala Tabas Tamea, if a Kohen swallowed a tummy ring, Tovel Ocho Truma, so he can Tovel, and then he can eat Truma, even though the ring's inside him over there. Ikea, if he goes and he throws it up after Tamea Vitimaso, then it's still Tame, and he is, and Zemetame him by touching as he's going out. So therefore, we see that while it's inside, it's not going to be contaminated. And Tahara Balua Tanina, where do we see that? The time we're in the Mishnah, same Mishnah. Bala tabas tahora v'nichnas la'ol ha'meis. Let's say he swallowed a Torah ring and then he goes into a tamei ohel. V'hiza v'shan v'tavol, and he was sprinkled with on days 3 and the has to and done on days 7. Goes to the mikvah, finish everything up. V'ki, and then he throws it up. Harei he kemosh haisa. It's like it was originally. It never became tamei. So we see this is already. We learned this idea. Why is it? Why are we saying it again? Says Gemara, Kikama Rabba. When did Rabba say that a swallowed up object does not become to acquire Tumah? Gigon Shibala Shtei Tabos. He's talking about where he swallowed two rings. Achas Tumei v'achas Torah. One Torah, one Tumei. And they're together in the stomach. Delo Matya La Tumei L'Tahora. That even so, the Tumei ring does not Metare the Torah one because it's two things that are swallowed up. They don't have the din of giving over or acquiring tuma. Beep, turn the page. Ayin beis amin alf. Frankly, Mara, what do you mean? V'ha uber v'chaya d'shtei tabos damu. What about the case of an uber fetus? And the midwife, we started with it, this mishnah, the b'shtei tabos damu, they're like these two rings that are swallowed up over there, and we know that what happens is when she puts her hands into the womb, she touches the fetus, and she becomes tami, v'kam etami la uber l'chaya. So even if it's swallowed up, then come etami. I'm a rabbi, shiny uber, whole vasophilates. It's different when it comes to the uber, because ultimately it's going to come out of the womb intact. Therefore, it's not considered like it's swallowed up. When something's generally swallowed up, though, it does not metame, even when it is swallowed within it. Okay, my friends, we're not done with the sugya, but we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.